I am so excited about season two of The Family Business, but then again, I'm more excited about just catching up and talking with you again.
Right, because we talked last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we talked when the series was just first coming out and it was building an audience. Now it's got a huge audience, and you're into season two, which is really, really terrific.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited about it.
Yeah, thrilled. Thrilled beyond words.
So like anything else, with a new season comes a new set of problems and also a bit for actors to really, really explore these characters. Valerie, I'm going to start with you. What's new with your character, and how deep are we going this season?
Ooh, we go deep. We go deep. Things pop up from Chippy's past that she thought maybe she buried. things that she, traits and stuff that she put aside. Just growing up. Well, they come back. Things come back. And so I am so excited for everyone to see Chippy this season. I love this character. I love playing her. And I'm thrilled about season two. So get ready for the Chippy ride.
And Ernie, you've got probably the best job in the world working with Valerie. And of course, your character, we're starting to see that this is an onion that's getting peeled and peeled.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, it's for me, and I'm sure Valerie, being African-American, to get these kind of roles where they're layers and we get a chance to play people who are real. I mean, family, that's very, I've been acting over 50 years, and there hasn't been a role quite like this where you can be a part of that. And that's really very, very exciting relationships. At this stage of my life, in my world, the questions that we begin to ask ourselves, so Elsie is dealing with that in a real way. Chippy, has to keep him on course and remind him why we're doing what we're doing, what must be done. The children never behave the way that you expect they will. And how do you deal with that and still love? But damn, they make me so angry. And outside people are trying to kill us. So, and not just kill me, they're trying to kill my whole family. So, and you can't, it's great.
But on the upside, you're driving fancy cars. So there.
Well, you can't show emotion. You got to be cool. So, I mean, it's, you can't be LC Dunk and drive, an awful car. You got to look the part. You got to walk the walk. You got to dress the part.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're going to be at the top, you got to own it. You're not going to be at the top of the game wearing old jeans. It doesn't work. Okay. So
it doesn't work.
it's everything he's dreamed of. And how do you sustain this? In the very beginning, we were going to step into retirement. We turned everything over to Orlando and we're ready to,
that's right.
And of course life does not work that way.
No, it doesn't. You brought up, Ernie, you brought up an interesting point. Valerie, How much does costume inform your character?
Everything. It's everything. It's my completion. It's like, check. I do the work as an actor, but it's completed when I get hair, makeup, and costume. And we truly have one of the best teams ever. I love these people. I've worked with them for years, and they know how to do their business, like the family business. So it really is important to me. I cannot completely fulfill what I need unless I have my hair and costume and makeup. It just, as I said, it adds that checkpoint and I can now go and do what I need to do very freely.
I don't think people realize for an actor, you're doing a scene and you're thinking my hair looks like crap or this outfit doesn't work. It really gets in the way. So it's great to have a good team. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Valerie, every time I talk with you, I always have to tell you that you have the absolute sweetest jazz voice in the world.
Yes, thank you. I'm so appreciative of that. I do. Thank you. I haven't sung in a while.
Well, you should. You should sing. There should be a musical version of The Family Business.
I know, because we got a lot of talented people in our cast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we could do it. We could do it, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ernie, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans. Obviously, I'm not even going to mention that other movie because you probably get inundated with questions about that. But I see you all the time on television. You do a couple of commercials that run, and you are just a presence. And I am honored just to chat with you.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Yeah, I'm a working actor. That's what I've set out to do, and I've been very blessed to be able to do that. I love characters and creating things and different things, and I've been very blessed to be able to do that and work with some amazing people. I am so in love with Valerie. I mean, I started out respecting. We'd played husband and wife before, but she's gained so much respect and appreciation. I just love being on the set and just watching her work, and I've been very, very blessed.
Well, you both are amazing actors, and I appreciate your time. And again, it's the family business. Catch it. I think we could even binge watch season one still as we're going into season two if you haven't seen the show.
Yeah, I think it. They're a lot of fun.
Well, take care. I adore you both. And Valerie, keep posting. I love your posts on Twitter and Facebook. You're an amazing
You're my
talent,
hero. So. You're my hero. Thank you, sweetheart.
I just read everything. And like I say, Ernie, thank you so much. And both have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, my darling. You too.